Sweetwater, Florida Mayor Orlando Lopez is confirming that a Florida International University student was among the six people who died when a 950-ton span, part of a new pedestrian walkway, collapsed yesterday. Juan Perez, director of the Miami-Dade County Police, says rescue efforts switched today to recovery efforts.
Our priority, which is the most critical thing, is to get to the victims, get to the remains of the people that are underneath that bridge, so that we could take them to the proper place so that their families can have the appropriate burial.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board also arrived at the site today. Their investigation could last up to a week. Tim Padgett is covering the story for WLRN. He joins us from Miami. And Tim, start by telling us what more we've learned today.
Well, what we have learned today is what you just mentioned. The death toll has risen now to six. Last night it was at four. And we're afraid once they find the remains of those remaining vehicles under the bridge that the death toll will rise perhaps to more than 10. And we do have the National Transportation Safety Board on the site there now, and they're waiting for those cars and human remains to be removed from the site so that they can start what they call their walkthrough to begin a very what will promise to be, I think, a very thorough investigation of how this catastrophe could have happened.
Well, Juan Perez, who we heard talking about the victims, also called the investigation a homicide investigation. Is that standard in a case like this, or is it an indication that they're suspecting negligence in the collapse?
You could say both. It is standard practice, as long as I've been covering disasters like this, that you do have the police looking in to see if there was any sort of not just human neglect, but really serious, egregious, you know, human neglect that can rise perhaps to the level of manslaughter and that sort of thing. But it was significant that Director Perez did keep mentioning yesterday in our press briefings that they were geared up for what could be a homicide investigation. And I think that shows you the level of the egregious character of this bridge collapse.
Let's talk about the bridge. Ironically, Florida International University is home to an accelerated bridge construction center. They opened it in 2010, and this project was using an accelerated system. What is that, and why would the school have chosen it?
Well, this is supposed to be the future of bridge building. Its nickname is the quick build approach or accelerated approach, as you mentioned. It's supposed to save costs. It's also supposed to save hassle. What you do is you're constructing the bridge on the side of the road so that you're not disrupting traffic. And you have to remember, this is Southwest 8th Street, or what we often call Calle Ocho here, one of the main thoroughfares of Miami. Runs from downtown way out into the Everglades. And so there was a lot of concern about not disrupting traffic on that thoroughfare when this very large bridge, you're talking about 174-foot expanse, 950 tons. They didn't want to just, you know, congest, you know, this thoroughfare. So this is the way they built it. And then last weekend, when it was done, they sort of swung it then into place across Southwest 8th Street. And as I said, this is really considered by many engineers and civil engineers as the, you know, the way to go in the future to build bridges.
The construction of this one was a collaboration between MCM Construction and Fig Bridge Design. Are they responding to what happened today?
Well, as you can imagine, they're laying pretty low. They have released statements of condolences and of their intent to investigate this to the fullest, although it will be the federal government, I think, really weighing in the heaviest in this investigation, particularly because there were so many federal dollars involved in this $14 million project. But what we are going to see also, I think, is particularly with the construction company MCM, or Munia Construction Management, which is a Miami firm, a very long established Cuban American family construction company, long established and very politically well connected, but also has its share of controversies here in Miami. We're going to be seeing a lot more of their past sort of being scrutinized and brought to the surface as well.
That's Tim Padgett of WLRN in Miami with the latest on the bridge collapse in Florida. Tim, thank you.
Thank you.